catapults and siege machines. Father has told me we will not let him have Egypt, ever, especially our beloved city, Alexandria. We are a sovereign state. The Roman Empire shall not conquer us.
Cleopatra says that Egypt is a sovereign state, which means that Egypt rules itself and is free from outside control. Cleopatra sounds pretty angry here. She doesn't want Egypt to fall into the hands of Julius Caesar. It's no wonder she's worried. Caesar was head of the Roman Empire, and he was becoming famous for conquering lands all over Europe. Cleopatra doesn't want Egypt to be conquered by Caesar and fall under the control of the Roman Empire. Let's start at the third full paragraph on page 19, where it says, "That is why our royal fleet."
That is why our royal fleet keeps ready for battle by having its sailors mend sails and lines, and the soldiers practice their weapons. The oarsmen, who are our strongest slaves from Ethiopia, keep alert by rowing the warships out into the rough waves, then back again, day after day, no matter the weather. It is dark now. Moments ago, I walked out on my terrace to watch the remains of the sun on the sea. In our eastern harbor, torches were being lit on our little island called Antirrhodus. Here among the rocks sits a beautiful little palace that I secretly call my own, but it really belongs to the entire royal family. Inside the island palace are several golden statues of my father, the king, posing like a sphinx. Also, there are marble busts of my older sisters and myself. The artist who carved my likeness sculpted me with an Egyptian headdress and a cobra, but truly, I prefer wearing my hair in the Greek style, without such heavy adornments.